right. Unfortunately, I have to go over injuries again. Ben Tate has a cracked rib. Therefore, this is his fifth one, so we had to put him on injury reserve. He's not going to be able to play the rest of the year. And we brought in Jonathan Grimes to take his place. And then quarterback situation, Case has a right thumb has some ligament problem that he has to be in a splint all week, so he will not be able to play this week either. So Matt will be starting at quarterback, and you know, our team's 100% behind him. I know our fans, our real fans, are going to be cheering for our team and also for him, because you know, he's had a rough year like all of us, but he's determined to come out and play well, and we're going to support him. So we have a lot of other injuries. Some of them I named the other day, but Garrett Graham's about the same as he was last week. We saw some progress early in the week, but he's similar to what was last week. We had some guys that didn't practice, Greg Jones, but he'll practice tomorrow. Andre Johnson, we're resting him. Jonathan Joseph had a slight groin, but he will be able to practice tomorrow. Sharpton, same thing. He had an ankle that he'll be able to practice tomorrow. Antonio Smith will be able to practice tomorrow. He had a knee strain. And then Wade Smith, normally out on Wednesdays, he'll practice tomorrow. Tuggle was limited with his elbow, and he'll be limited all week, but he should be able to play. Also, Brad Smelly has some low back soreness that's still aggravating him. So, you know, he was our second tight end. He just came in last week. He was our second tight end. So I'm concerned about him also being able to play this week. Correct. Yeah. No, nothing new on Owen Daniels. Well, I mean, you know, you hope you don't get it again. We had it protected, certainly. The concern really was it's on the same side, too, you know. I mean, Ben said himself, if it had been on the other side, you know, he probably would have tried to shoot it up on the other side. But now you've had five on one side, and I think it's time to make sure he's worried about his health first. Yeah, I said it all along that I thought he was a really tough son of a gun. I mean, he's, you know, a lot of guys won't get shot up for anything, you know, and they, and it wasn't, you know, a cracked rib is a problem, but it's not something that, you know, it could be too serious. So, I mean, as far as his overall health, but once you get, you know, multiple times, I think you got to shut him down. Well, DJ, you know, has been our backup guy, so he'll start. DJ is also there, and then Grimes will be the third guy. So, so we have three running backs available. Well, you know, that's the thing about Matt. He's been preparing every week, you know, the last 8 weeks. He played a little bit in a couple of games. You know, Matt's a true professional. He works at his craft, and even though he's been the backup guy, he goes through the same meetings. He goes through the same, and he practiced some. You know, Case didn't take every snap. He still practiced some because he was the second quarterback. So, you know, I feel all right that way. Well, I mean, yeah, sure. I was worried. I mean, I'm not worried about that because I know the majority of our fans are with us no matter what, and they've stuck through no matter what. So we appreciate them. And this is our last home game, you know, so we need a lot of support, and I think we'll get it. I told him fresh arm, fresh legs, you know, and so no, he, you know, he's, like I say, he's a consummate professional. We, we know Matt. We know he'll work hard at what he does, and he's going to give us his best effort. And we're going to support him. He got hurt. I think the last time he got sacked, he fell on his, they wrapped him up and he fell on his thumb and it stretched or whatever with a ligament. But it's he couldn't grip a football yesterday. So I'm not a great coach, but I can figure out you can't play quarterback. Yeah, he's going to be in a splint this week, and you know, we don't know from there. Well, Matt's been working the whole time. You know, like I said, he's had all the practice. He's, and we have complete confidence in Matt anyway. But he's been the backup quarterback in all these games, so he's more ready to play that way. I'll talk to him, but I mean, he's a smart guy, and like I say, I think it'll be different what some people might think. I think he'll get a good reception because we've gone through some tough times, and I know we've lost a lot of games, but I still get Twittered a lot of tweets that say, "Hey, we're still behind you guys." So, and we appreciate those fans, and those are the guys that pay for the tickets and come to the games. So. I think, this is a big game for us. This is an opportunity for us to change some things that have happened previously and feel good about ourselves. And our fans, we expect them, and we hope they'll help us. Yeah, I don't know. You know, Elway at the end of his career was pretty prolific, and maybe that's why John, spearheaded to get him because at that point in your career, you know almost everything, the great ones I'm talking about, and they can still do, the mechanics and so forth that they're able to produce wins. So that's what they've done. I told him to go get him, but no. I know the family. I mean, we played against Archie when I was in college. We broke his arm, and I think he's still mad at me. At Ole Miss. But no, we've been close to the family for a long time, and they're a great, great family. Obviously, three great quarterbacks in it, and Peyton's the highlight of that right now. Well, it's still in the air, but they feel like if he can stay in the splint this week, that will help him a whole lot. Potentially, yes. Yeah, it hadn't been, and obviously we still have the officials out there. I'm harping on it with the coaches in the meetings to. Just to overemphasize anything that we see that might be a penalty. We're the players will hear that from our coaches today. So, it's an inordinate amount of penalties. Certainly, I do know that the most penalized team in the league is Seattle, who has the best record in the league, and I know the Broncos are exactly tied with us as far as number of penalties. So. You can overcome penalties. There's some things that you don't overcome well and can't win by having too many penalties, but those two teams certainly tell you that you can win even though you had penalties. We were pretty sharp today overall. We had one offside penalty on the scout team, one illegal procedure on the scout team. But we go back and look at the tape with the players, and if there's any holding or if there's, we got to call them ourselves too. If there's any illegal chuck, all the things that we're emphasizing, our coaches are doing that in the meetings right now. And like I say, I overemphasize that today because I want our players to know we can't have those things.